Howdy, folks. Widget Walls here. This is the NeatCoffee.com podcast for your 9/9/19 heads up for all the stuff that was streeting the week of September 19th, so that you will be aware. Because really, there's a lot of stuff that comes out. It's just they shovel it at us, and it's hard to keep up. I had a bunch of people. We had posted the pre-order notification on Amazon that Absolute Sandman was available. And I had a bunch of people email me and go, "Oh Christ, I didn't know that was coming out." So we're glad that we can keep everybody up to date on what's happening. And this is the stuff that I'm having an avalanche here. This is the stuff that people have sent us to make sure that you're aware is out, so that you can go and throw coin at it. So glory hallelujah. Let's get started then, because we've got a few things to talk about here. First up, we'll hit Hatchet Audio, where they've got two by Janet Fitch. And for those who don't know the name of Janet Fitch, she wrote White Oleander, I believe that's how it's said, Oleander, which was turned into a film most recently. And so it's that book, okay, which is basically about a, for those who didn't see the film or have not read the book, it's basically about a young girl who finds herself pretty much out on her own and going from foster mother replacement home to replacement home after her mother kills a boyfriend. So fun. So there is that. And a follow-up, which has just come out, called Paint It Black. And basically, I think, you know, writers, we deal with the things that we have to deal with, because, you know, usually writing is cheaper than therapy. So I'm guessing she's got some kind of mother issue, because, again, you've got a character, a young woman who is involved with a guy. Guy commits suicide. Not a spoiler. It happens fairly quickly. And then she and the guy's mother kind of do the strange bonding thing over their loss. And he apparently had a bit of a mother problem as well. So I hope that's your therapy seems to be working, Janet. You're making money. You've got movies made out of your stuff. Congratulations. So more power to you. And Oprah Winfrey reads the White Oleander audiobook. And for those of you who don't remember Oprah, I don't really care for Oprah as she is right now. I mean, as the host of that show of hers, which, you know, although I tell you what, I'm not a fan of the show, but I would not pull a Jonathan Franzen and turn her down if she wanted one of my books for her book club, as I've mentioned before. I would learn to love that show. I would watch it every, I would buy a TiVo just so that I could TiVo Oprah's show if she would have my stuff on there. So, but she is a really great actor. If you watch The Color Purple, after I saw that, I was like, please quit your day job and go act, because she's amazing. And I still have not seen, I believe it's Native Son that she acts in as well, which I really want to see. And the Paint It Black is read by Jennifer Jason Leigh. So there you go. Two excellent readers there. And that is from Hatchet Audio. Okay, we got some CDs that streeted last week as well. Got a couple here from A&M. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. Her album The Duchess is now out. I don't know. Not a big fan of Black Eyed Peas myself. I don't know. There's something about that song, My Humps, that makes me want to claw my own eyes out. But, you know, if you're a fan of the band, you might want to check out her solo work. Like I said, I can't speak to it myself. I listen to some of it, and I'll admit to you, it's not my thing. But like I said, if it's your thing, then you should check it out. I know Ludacris does a guest shot on one of these. And so, like I said, fans of the band will want to see what she's done with her solo debut. Then we move to another A&M artist, Johnny Lang. His album Turnaround came out last week. I will give the guy this. The guy can sing, all right? He's got a voice box on him because he's blowing it out of the water vocally. But, you know, if you're a fan of Johnny Lang, you should be aware that this is out. It's worth a listen. You know, I don't know about some of the songs. Usually when I'm listening to an album for the first time, I like to find a song that just reaches out and grabs me and goes, here I am. Not necessarily, you know, a radio single or something like that, that's obviously, you know, there to do that. But I find, you know, my favorite albums, I get an entrance song into it and I listen and kind of just get into the album from there. Nothing on here really grabbed me. But like I said, I will say that the guy's got a voice on him. I was impressed. I had not heard his stuff before, and this is his fifth album. That's out from A&M. So here's one from Interscope. Elton John's The Captain and the Kid, his latest album, which is him and Bernie Taupin back together again. And this is, I was talking to Ken about this earlier, and he was like, well, you know what that is, right? Because he knew I was going to be talking about it tonight. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's a sequel. And of course, he's talking about Captain Fantastic, right? But I'm thinking sequel. So I was like, you know what, that he had an album called The Lieutenant and the Fetus. I was out of it. I've been out of it for days. You know that. But anyway, so I will say this, people who have not been fond of the direction that Elton John's been going with his last few albums will be very happy to hear this album. It's got some good tracks on it. Elton sounds better than he has in a while. I did a review of one of it was one of those releases where they were talking about Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and there was basically the album, and then there was a DVD that had, you know, like the equivalent of a behind the scenes featurette, a retrospective featurette type of thing. And he was singing one of the songs on there and just could not hit the high notes, and I was like, oh no. So I mean, he's not returning to his glory days of being able to hit whatever the hell he wants, but it's obvious that he's going back to basics on this one, and I think it's going to work for a lot of his fans. So be aware, that's The Captain and the Kid, and that's out from Interscope as of last week. So we head over to our DVD section here. We got a few things to talk about. The folks at Brentwood BCI have got the conclusion of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, the second part of Season 2. You've got 6 discs with the final 32 episodes. I didn't realize there were so many of these things, but then again, I was, you know, how old was I when this came out? Basically, you've got all the episodes listed, right? You've got 2 documentaries, which are brand new. You get 3 commentary tracks from some of the vocal cast and some of the crew, crap load of character profiles, 5 episode scripts that come on the DVD-ROM, and a trailer for the new Adventures of He-Man, which before I picked this up, I'd never even heard of it, but apparently it was an early 90s attempt to revive this thing. So that's kind of crazy. I didn't even realize that it happened. So anyway, for fans of the show, and there's a lot of you, be aware that this is out, and you can grab it for really cheap from Amazon. So go grab it. That's from Brentwood BCI. Now over to a little bit of swordplay and stuff. We've got the Shogun collection from our friends at Ronin Entertainment, which is part of Brentwood BCI. And basically, this is 4 films with Sonny Chiba, right? You can never have enough Sonny Chiba. You've got Shogun Samurai, Swords of Vengeance, Shogun's Ninja, and Shogun's Shadow. And, you know, the 5th film would have been Shogun's Shogun, I guess. I don't know. And I'll tell you one thing, the 4th film, the subtitle here, makes me want to see this very badly, because it's Shogun's Shadow, and then apparently the direct translation is Attack! Exclamation point. Shogun Iyumitsu is crazy. That's the name of the film. I'm dying to see this now. It reminds me of my favorite film title ever, which I have yet to get on DVD. I need to do this. This is me reminding myself. Is a film entitled, it's some film from Asia with a you know, foo and, you know, ass kicking and stuff, and it's called Attack the Gas Station. And Attack the Gas Station! Exclamation point. I'm like, that is the best title for a film I've ever heard in my life. So there is that. Then we go into some straight-up foo here, all right, with Spirited Killer. And this is with Tony Jaa, and I believe I'm saying that right, J-A-A, who is apparently getting pushed really hard to break out as, you know, the new face of foo, because he was in Ong Bak, The Thai Warrior, that film that did really well, all things considered. And so I'm interested in seeing what happens with this. But basically, you've got an interview with him giving a martial arts demo, a couple of featurettes, a featurette on the martial arts style, and more. So if so, this and this, this is a two disc special edition. Now it's interesting because Jaw actually doesn't have that much to do. He's in the actual film itself, but like I said, they're pushing him, so he hasn't made a lot of films yet. So they're trying to get this out there to play off of the folks who liked Ong Bak. And from what I understand, what he does in the film is actually quite impressive. So be sure to pick that up from Brentwood BCI. Okay, and last, from Ronin Entertainment, there is the Tomy collection. And I believe this is Tomy and not Tommy. I mean, it's spelled Tomy, so you have to excuse me. I was trying to find a pronunciation guide to actually say something correctly for once, and I couldn't find one. But basically, this is, for those who don't know, I actually have picked up some of this guy's graphic novels. It's Junji Ito, I think I'm saying that correctly. And for those who don't know, Japanese horror, if you've never experienced it, even if it's manga or if it's films, it's pretty fucked up stuff, I have to tell you. They go weird places that are horrific from the standpoint of just like, what the hell is this? Even more than in this country, basically, and I'm speaking for American pop culture, because I may actually have a listener outside of the borders. But I mean, you watch our stuff, you know, it's basically gore. And I've talked about this before. It's a lot of thrillers, right? They're basically thrillers. They're not horror movies. Well, with Japanese horror, it's pretty much horror. I mean, you're horrified because you're like, what the fuck is going on? So it's really fucked up. But anyway, so this set, but basically, oh, so Tomy is, and again, I hope I'm saying that right. Tomy is this young girl who is really fucked up because she basically makes people fall in love with her and then somehow makes them kill her. I'm remembering this from the stories that I read. So she winds up dying, but she can't be killed, and kind of drives the people in love with her insane. And it's just, I'm remembering these graphic novels and actually wishing that I wasn't, because they're fucked up. But anyway, so there's five movies in here. It's Tomy, Another Face, Replay, Rebirth, and Forbidden Fruit. And some of these come with making of featurettes, with trailers. Still gallery, the third film comes with a still gallery of Ito's illustrations, so you can see exactly what I'm talking about when I say that, you know, needs help. They have some interviews on here as well. But yeah, this is a definite rental if you want to just go, what? And it'll creep you out. I mean, if it's anywhere near the graphic novel. And, you know, the Japanese horror remakes that they do in Hollywood don't even come close to the fucked upness of real J horror. It's really messed up. So anyway, this is from Ronin Entertainment. If you're looking for something different to screw with your mind, then I recommend checking this out or any of Ito's original graphic novels. Okay, got a couple of releases here from the Buena Vista group of folks. Here's one from Hollywood Entertainment. It looks like adverse video material, I have to tell you. It's Stay Alive, the unrated director's cut. And, you know, I don't know. Any time that you talk about horror movies involving video games, it honestly looks like some weird cross between oh, God, I'm trying to think of this really bad movie. I think it was one of those that you would pass in the video rental store, you know, in the late 80s, mid-90s, and you would never pick it up. And it was like a... you know, it's not like Lawnmower Man, but it's that kind of, you know, craziness where you're basically looking at a video game that's come to life trying to kill people. Oh God, I wish I could remember. It looks like basically like that type of thing mixed with Saw. So, you know, what can I say about that? But you can tell what they're aiming for here, because this is the unrated. Here's a checklist here: violence, gore, sex, nudity, profanity, drug use. So, you know, they're hyping the fact that there's this stuff in the film. So you see where I'm going with this. Anyway, Frankie Muniz is in this, and I don't know. I feel bad for him. I thought that Cody Banks could have been the next James Bond. You know, just when he gets too old, you just bring in another Cody Banks, and no one would know the difference, right? I thought that was a great idea. Anyway, so. Basically, if you die in the game, then you die for real. And so they're trying to stay alive, exactly. So, you know, it's kind of like Tron with teeth. I have no idea. Next, we have Stick It. And Jeff Bridges is in this, and I feel so badly for him. Anyway, it's basically, it's, let me see how best to put this. It's from Touchstone Entertainment, right? And it's very obviously a gymnastics movie. At the top it says, from the writer of Bring It On, so you can see where we're going with this, it's Bring It On, set in the gymnastics world. And the tagline for the film is, and it hurts me to say this, the tagline is, it's not called gymnastics. Gymnastics. Someone got paid to come up with that. Can you believe this? Anyway. So basically, Bring It On, set in the world of gymnastics. That's all you need to know. Bloopers and outtakes. There's deleted scenes. You've got real gymnastics folks doing the real stuff, and multiple commentaries. So you know, for young girls, who I've said before have a buying presence, especially when it comes to movies. You know, they might want to check this out, but be aware of what it is. Gymnastics. My God. Okay, a couple things here. First. From Fox, we're talking Bob Newhart, and I believe that they had pushed back the Bob Newhart Show season that I talked about before, so I'm going to relist that this time because I think they pushed it back 2 weeks, and I just didn't get the word. So I talked about it about two shows ago, two Heads Up podcasts ago, but the season four of the Bob Newhart Show, I'll make sure that that's listed. And they're putting it out with this, which is the Bob Newhart button-down concert, and it's Bob Newhart doing not really stand-up, but more like, you know, individual sketch comedy. So it's like stand-up, but not. And as he mentions when he starts the show, you know, if you watch it, he talks about that he used to do stand-up. I mean, he's known for being, well, Bob Newhart in all of his shows, right? But he's just a funny guy solo. So if you really owe it to yourself to check this out, at least as a rental. If you're a fan, you're going to want to purchase this, because I'd never seen Newhart doing stand up, honestly. And it's just dry, funny stuff. And it's one of those things where you start off and you go, is this funny? And by the end, you're laughing your balls off. And if you don't have balls, you borrow someone's and then you laugh those off. So anyway, that's the button-down concert from Newhart, and of course, season four as well of the show. Also for television comedy, the season one of My Name is Earl came out last week. And, you know, I'm so happy to see Jason Lee doing well, because I've always liked him, and he's a really great actor. I know that people are just used to probably seeing him in the Kevin Smith movies, right? But he's go watch Almost Famous if you have not, and you probably haven't, because no one went to go see that freaking movie in the theater. But go watch Almost Famous. Everyone's good in that. So this from Fox comes with all 24 first season episodes. Okay, and Fox normally does well with their DVD box sets because this comes with seven commentaries for various episodes, and it comes with an alternate reality version of the show called Bad Karma, which comes with its own commentary. Deleted scenes, a blooper reel, and a featurette. So if you like the show, or if you haven't checked out the show, then this is worth at least a rental. And you're going to want it. You're going to want to buy it if you're a fan because of the features. And, you know, otherwise you could just wait for reruns. But the commentaries are going to be worthwhile. Or rent it first and then see if you want to buy it. You know how this works. I don't have to instruct you on this. Then lastly, from Fox and television, we got the first season of The Unit. Special Forces drama thing with lots of automatic weapons, and Dennis Haysbert, which is one of those folks who you could listen to read the phone book because he's got that voice. That's why they have him for those insurance commercials, because you just listen to him and you go, of course, yes, of course I want that insurance. So this is the first season. It's got 13 episodes across four discs. It comes with commentary on one episode, and it's got a featurette that goes inside Delta Force. So if you like the military, you know, or if you like the show, like I said, I don't watch television, so I had not heard of this. But it, like I said, Dennis Haysbert and Robert Patrick and David Mamet had a hand in it. You know, I'm in. So I'll be cracking this one open. And this next one from Image Entertainment, I can't believe they sent this to me. Don't they know about... Okay, I'm really sorry about this, folks. I really am. I curse, okay? I do curse, but even I have limits. And if you've read our terms of service about the level of, you know, parental guidance that is needed for the site. You understand that we say up front that there's going to be profanity involved, but there's just certain things that I don't want to say in case that there's mixed company in the car, right? So I'm really disturbed that they sent me the concert event live, because I'm very sensitive about saying that. It's just, it's such, it's really traumatic, and I can't fucking believe that I have to have something as profane as live on here. And I'll just spell it in case, you know, I decide to bleep this stuff later and you're wondering what I'm talking about. And that way the kids in the car won't be traumatized. But Y-A-N-N-I, right? So I just, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, you understand where I'm coming from and why I'm so uncomfortable with this. I don't fucking believe this. You know, I mean, there are limits to the amount of fucking profanity that I will use on my fucking show. And is one of them. I swear to God. Anyway, so it's a concert event with you-know-who, and it's got, you know, two disc set, a bunch of, I guess, what are his greatest songs and stuff, and there's behind-the-scenes bonus footage, and there's interviews as well. So if you know, if you want to pick it up, then go for it. It came out last week, and I promise not to tell anyone. Fucking money. I don't believe it. Okay, over to Paramount, and we got a couple things here. First up, Grease, the Rockin' Rydell edition of Grease, and It comes with, the only way that this can be described is that it is cute, okay? That's the only way to talk about this, because it is cute, because the DVD has its own, and you'll be able to see this in the cover art, its own little leather jacket. Isn't that cute? So anyway, this comes with 11 deleted, alternate, extended, whatever scenes, kind of a retrospective looking back thing with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. And more. So if you like Grease, I mean, you're gonna want this little jacket thing. I'll tell you that up front. So if you're a fan, or hey, if you know somebody who is crazy for the film, they're gonna want this little jacket thing. I mean, that's worth the price of admission right here. Okay, and also from Paramount and MTV, the first season of Eighth and Ocean, which I guess because I don't watch MTV, I had not heard of, but I'm sure some of you are nodding your heads right now. But basically, it's a bunch of models who are living together in this apartment complex and trying to deal with being models, which I'm sure is quite difficult. I wouldn't know. But basically, you've got the 10 episodes from the first season across three discs. There's a bunch of featurettes, casting tapes, there's deleted scenes. And but that's basically it. More of trying to do reality television on, you know, a place that used to show music videos back in the day. You know, it's kind of crazy that there are people who have never seen a music video on MTV. That's kind of really weird. Doesn't that make you feel old? Makes me feel old. Okay, so over to Universal for a bunch of stuff. Here is, first, let's start with Chucky, the Killer DVD Collection, which is just, if you look at the art, I looked at the cover art, it really doesn't do justice, but I'll go ahead and tell you, it's, there's like the Chucky doll standing there on the left-hand side, and then there's his weapons of choice on the right-hand side. And it's a 3D kind of hellish bas-relief, I guess you would say, because he's kind of there. I mean, his face is all, it's like kind of crudely carved, but it's there. I mean, it's the whole thing's kind of 3D-ish. It's kind of really weird. But anyway, so there's that. I'm telling you that because I've looked at the cover art, and it looks like it's flat. It's not. I mean, it's... You could actually, I don't know, do a charcoal rubbing of it if you felt like it, I guess. But basically, this is all four of the Chucky films as we roll in here towards October. Come on, October. You know, and I feel bad wanting October to get here because I never want time to speed up. Because believe me, I'm old as shit and time's already fast enough. Thank you very much. But you know, I'm ready for the weather to cool off, which it's already doing. And I'm ready for Halloween and my 5-day weekend of doing nothing but watching horror movies. Oh, God, I love it. Anyway, so this comes with Child's Play 2, 3, Bride, and Seed. Okay, it actually does not have the first film. Two commentaries on Bride of Chucky with Ronnie Yu, Jennifer Tilly, and Brad Dourif. And you've also got commentary on Seed of Chucky. Jennifer Tilly is involved in that as well. And other bonus features. So there's four films on the Chucky Killer DVD collection. When Puppet Master Just Won't Cut It, right? Then we've got The Inner Sanctum Mysteries, all six films of that, all starring Lon Chaney Jr. And these look great. From 1943 to 1945. These are first time hitting DVD. And basically, it's based on a radio series. And you've got, listen to these titles. Oh, God, can't you just, I'm dying to crack this open. Calling Dr. Death. The Frozen Ghost. Pillow of Death. Oh, I'm gonna crack open a couple of these for Halloween. I can't wait. I love old mystery thriller horror movies. And these, when we get back this old, it's not horror. But I tell you one thing that I would love. If I had a time machine, and this, I know it sounds crazy, but if I had a time machine and I could go back, what I would want to do is to actually watch one of these with, because, I mean, you watch it now and you don't understand, because at the time, audiences thought this stuff was really scary, because for them it was, because they had, they weren't watching, Saw, and watching people get like dismembered and shit. I mean, they actually got scared shitless from this stuff. But I would love to go back and watch a movie with one of these movies with like an audience of the day, and just to understand what it was like to be there with an audience that was seeing this kind of thing for the first time and freaking right the fuck out. I would love that. So Inner Sanctum Mysteries from Universal. This looks excellent. And speaking of excellent, oh, the franchise collection where they put out all these great things. The Boris Karloff collection, yes. And I'm sorry, I know I sound like a total freaking geek on this, but you have to understand, I love this stuff. I absolutely adore this stuff, and this is why I can't wait for Halloween, because I want to be able to crack all this open and not sleep and just watch nothing but this stuff back to back to back. So you've got films from 1937 up to 1952. Titles like Night Key, Tower of London, The Black Castle, all starring Karloff. And so if you're a fan of his, you're going to want to pick this up, because, it's nice to have it in a nice small container. But again, these, I'm looking forward to cracking open some of these. I can't wait. So that's the Boris Karloff collection from Universal. Now, another film that I really like is Backdraft. This is out from Universal, the Anniversary Edition. And let me tell you about Backdraft. Here's a little story. I used to go around and do movie collectibles from the standpoint of, this is before the internet, right? This was before you could go online and find killer shit. So you would have to wait until, there was the, what do you call it? All the vendors would set up their booths in the mall, right? And there would be the movie poster booth where you would go and look for kick-ass movie posters. And that's where I got, I have a Night of the Living Dead poster from Belgium, right? I have an original movie poster of Day of the Dead, right? And I bought some, Cary Grant posters the same way. Great, excellent stuff, great collectibles. But one thing that I got, and I still have it packed up somewhere, and I should probably dig it out, it might be worth something, is for Backdraft. What I would do is I would actually go to the cinemas, and I would, and the big cardboard marquees that they had, I would ask, what are you going to do with those? And most of the time, they threw them out. I mean, they didn't do anything. They didn't try to sell them, because now you'd have eBay, and they'd be sticking them on eBay. And I haven't looked. They're probably, I mean, they're probably, they go straight to eBay. But this Backdraft, if you remember, and if you look on the cover art, but for those of you listening, it's basically the silhouette of the fireman in the doorway, and it's framed with fire, right? Well, this marquee was so cool, because it was like 6 foot tall, and it was like a foot deep, and the poster was huge. It was like maybe 4 feet across, I think. I'm terrible with judging distances, but I know it was about 6 feet, because it was taller than I am. And it was a foot deep, because you needed room for the fluorescent light to go in it. It was this long fluorescent bulb, and you could plug it in and turn it on, and it would light up the poster. It would backlight the poster so that you had this wonderful orange glow coming off this thing. It was huge, and it was wonderful. And I had this in my bedroom when I was like in college, because I was just like, this is too freaking cool. Shows you what a movie geek I am. But anyway, so that's me and Backdraft. A lot of people give Ron Howard shit, but I don't understand, especially with his earlier stuff like this. It's just a great movie. It's just a great movie. And it's got a great freaking cast. So Ron Howard does an introduction on the film. You got deleted scenes. You've got a kind of like a making of the growth of the idea and putting it together. All these featurettes that take you through the creation of the film, and you know, a featurette on the fire and other things. So, 2-disc set, and again, I'm really pleased about this one. Okay, still with Universal. Let's flip over to television for a second with the season 2.5 of Battlestar Galactica, which I know a lot of people are excited about. There's an extended version of the Pegasus episode, which was the mid-season cliffhanger. You've got deleted scenes, you've got their podcasts and video logs. So as it says, you know, 10 plus hours of features. So this is one of those where if you're a fan of the show, you're not going to want to rent this because it's going to take forever. You're not going to want to tie up your Netflix queue, right? So you're just going to want to go ahead and buy this and bite the bullet. So yeah, fans of the show are definitely going to want to pick this up. Also from Universal, also television, the complete series of Roar. Yes, Roar. And of course, that's Heath Ledger. So you get to see him when he was, you know, running around with swords and stuff, rather than, you know, turning into the Joker and doing Brokeback Mountain. And we all had to start somewhere. So you've got 13 episodes across 3 discs. It doesn't look like there's any special features, but again, this is one of those series that I'm sure fans are just happy to have it, because I don't know this is even being aired anywhere. So I don't know that you can catch it. I mean, maybe it's one of those things that you folks are going to have to, you know, you were previously having to grab it off of BitTorrent or something. I don't know. It had fallen off of my radar, that's for sure. So it's here from Universal, and fans are going to want to grab it. And last but not least, from Warner Brothers, we've got the 6th season of The Gilmore Girls, which I know there's a lot of people who watch that. We've got all 22 episodes across 6 discs. No features on here, but fans are going to want to pick it up if they don't have it already. So there you have it. That's your heads up for 9/19. We're trying to catch up here, and we'll be doing the 26th year shortly. So I appreciate your patience. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, and you don't leave them on the GabFest or on the comments here that are coming with this post, feel free to send them to whichsucks@needcoffee.com. And if there's anything that you didn't see on here that you're like, why the hell didn't you talk about this? Feel free to call us on it. Maybe we didn't get it sent. Maybe we didn't get it sent to us so that we couldn't look it over. Anyway, so that's it. WhichSucks@needcoffee.com is how to find me. And we'll be talking to you shortly about the stuff that's treated this week for 9/26. So thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.